This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, we might just meet you in the garden there. It's a very nice garden indeed, especially in springtime. And my roses are very much in bloom. I assume yours are too. It's a great time for the indoor floral displays as well. So I've got a bit of a dramatic one in my hallway. I grabbed a few small branches, a few branches off the trees, and got some large irises and other bits and pieces from around the garden. And if you put a centre, say like a rose or a flower in the middle of it, it just looks gorgeous. It's lovely. Now, just a hint on roses. If I've seen some magnificent rose blooms around Brunswick area there in my suburb. Some of them have got all the same roses, and they look absolutely fantastic for a couple of weeks only. There's one garden which has it's absolutely full of yellow roses. It looks magnificent, but once they've gone, they're gone. But if you've got a bit of variety of roses, they'll last a bit longer. So I think it's important to have a variety of roses so they keep on blooming and keep going. Anyway, what am I looking at? Gardening for the renter. That's what we're featuring today. Now, more people are renting these days, so let's get into it. Now, the philosophy behind the rental garden is make sure the landlord or landlady is friendly enough, and you've got to do stuff that's not going to get their backs up. It's got to be transportable, and if you're renting, usually you're on a bit of a budget. So let's have a look at a few ideas. This will be probably a three-segment run on the rental garden. So what we're looking at is a garden full of pots. Now, it's great for veggie and herb growing, but pots allow you a movable feast, meaning that when the lease is up, you don't have to give up the plants. The problem is glazed and terracotta pots can be pricey, especially if you need a few of them. And plastic pots, well, a bit ugly. And so what's to be done? Scrounge. That's the word of the week, scrounge. The first stop is your local pot shop. I mean, with the pot plants, that's not the other thing. And there's a few around, so if you don't know of any around your area, just look them up on the internet. But not the major hardware stores. Go to the pot shops, there's specialty ones. Have a look in their seconds area, or even ask them if they have some stuff that they're throwing away. You'd be amazed how much decent stuff gets marked down to virtually nothing in garden centres and pot retailers, and what little gems you can find. Even cracked and broken pots can be snapped up, because as we all know, no one's perfect. Cracks and chips can be turned to the back, and pots broken in half, you might think, oh yeah, that's no good, but yes, something in half can be used for trailing plants like oregano and thyme and strawberries. So do look out for massive pot clearance sales, as you can often pick up some unbelievable bargains. Be aware that some glazed and terracotta pots have huge environmental footprints and may not be the most sustainable solution, so if you're looking at that sort of thing. Next place to visit is a recycle centre. Or the hard rubbish collection. I know this may not be the most appealing idea, but yes, there's some really good ideas there. These places are amazing. You'll be astounded at the range of gardening gear you can pick up. Now, think pots, sleepers, containers, sinks even. If you find a cheap kitchen sink, grab it, because it's got a natural drainage little plug hole at the bottom of it. There's bits of wire, there's shea cloth, stakes, ornaments, lattice, whatever you think could work into your garden. Now, the idea is to reuse, reclaim, recycle, and especially those hard rubbish collections, do a little tour. There's some super sustainable and cheerfully cheap ideas. Now, I'm going to continue this theme next week. I want you to think about plastic pots for next week, because you're not to throw them out. No, no, there's plenty of great uses for the plastic pots. You've been listening to the gardening segment, and we'll talk more about gardening for the renter next week. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.